It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 6th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is incarcerate, spelled I-N-C-A-R-C-E-R-A-T-E. Incarcerate is a verb that means to put in prison or to subject to confinement. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Hartford Current by Eliza Fawcett. But he said that some research demonstrates that when incarcerated people earn a degree, recidivism rates can drop by as much as 40%. A criminal sentenced to incarceration may wish their debt to society could be canceled. Such a wistful felon might be surprised to learn that the word incarcerate and the word cancel are related. Incarcerate comes from incarcerare, a Latin verb meaning to imprison. That Latin root comes from carcer, meaning prison. Etymologists think that the word cancel probably got its start when the spelling of carcer was modified to cancer, which means lattice in Latin. An early meaning of cancel in English was to mark a passage for deletion with lines crossed like a lattice. Aside from its literal meaning, incarcerate has a figurative application meaning to subject to confinement, as in people incarcerated in their obsessions. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.